Great. Thank you, Bill. I'm not from Brazil.
Well, he's a missionary to Brazil.
Obviously. I've been there for a while. And so I did just want to kind of quickly tell a little bit about me and my family. So I am from here in Chattanooga. Grew up in the Hickson Red Bank area. I've been in Brazil now for almost 18 years.
So you are from there today.
So yes. So this year I will have lived longer in Belo Horizonte than I've lived in Chattanooga.
Wow.
Or anywhere else. So it's almost official. But my wife is the Brazilian part of my family. And so she couldn't be here today with the kids, but my Brazilian bride, Tatiana, and then my little boy Isaac, who is now 7, a little bit bigger, and Sarah, who is 3. And so we spent some time here with family over the holidays, and so got in touch with Bill and Sean and just asked if we could share a little bit. And so appreciate your partnership as a church. We do work with support partners, and so we thank you so much. We've had a long history with Eastwood, and so really excited about that. Wanted to always be able to come up and just share a little bit and keep everyone up to date whenever we're in town. And so for those who don't know, I work with a campus ministry in Belo Horizonte, Brazil. Belo Horizonte, not very well known outside of Brazil, but it is the third largest metro area in Brazil. And so a little over 5 million people, several different colleges and universities. And so a really ripe harvest field where virtually no one's doing campus ministry. And so we have a team there. We have a couple different campus teams. And it's not really rocket science what we're doing. Basically, we are just going on campus. And we are, through relationships, through events, through Bible studies, through investigative studies, we are just trying to lead the future business leaders, leaders, civic leaders of Brazil to Christ and establish them up in the Word, equip them to be able to share their faith in Jesus before they go out to the many different walks of Brazilian life that they're going to go to. And so we've been able to do that, been doing that for years, and so we just see God consistently be faithful to provide that fruit. And over my now 18 years, I've had several different roles. Most recently, for almost the past 10 years, I've been leading an administrative team that works together on the campus, but also with our partner church in Brazil, in Belo Horizonte, to help, you know, do a lot of the behind-the-scenes things. But it's been such a great pleasure that basically was able to work myself out of a job. So last year I was able to hand off that role to a friend of mine, a young Brazilian guy. Is that picture?
Yep. Here.
And so actually the guy in the glasses, Pedro, and his wife is on the other side, Priscilla. Was able to hand that off for him. He's a guy, a story I love to tell. He's a friend because I met him before he was ever in college. His sister was in college, and we met him. But he came to Christ through the ministry, grew up, graduated, came on staff with us, has been on staff, and now he is not only leading the administrative team, but he's also on our leadership team. So he's the goal. He's the one that's going to be able to take this to Brazilians better than any foreigner ever could. But what I really want to talk about, after having now kind of changed roles, is talk about the guy in the middle. So his name is Vitor. Victor, but in Portuguese is pronounced Vitor. He is a guy that I'm excited about because I got to know him a lot better this year. After handing that role off to Pedro, I went back on campus. And so it's a little bit different being on campus 10 years later. A little bit older, a little bit fatter, just as pale as I was 10 years ago. But this is a guy that I'm really excited about because he's kind of... His story is a very common story, but he's a guy that we met him as a freshman, pretty popular guy, you know, seems like he's got his act together, you know, really active, really social, a lot of his friends, they want to be like him, but the reality is he had a lot of hurt just hidden down underneath, and the more we talked to him, the more God just kind of granted us favor with him, the more that he started asking us questions, he started answering our questions, when we were talking about God, talking about his faith, talking about his ideas, it was really exciting to see him open up. He didn't grow up in church. He didn't grow up in any type of faith or creed. He had a lot going for him when you look outside, but he just started talking about how much he was just scared of, you know, the future, scared of eternity, didn't really know if he believed in God or not. a lot of things going on. And so through a couple semesters of really having some good conversations, him opening up to studying the Bible, he came to Christ about a year and a half ago. So God be praised for that. But not only that, you really saw a change in him. You saw a change because that guy who kind of had an edge to him, all of a sudden became very, very soft, very, very loving. And he just started, man, he started talking to his family about God, started talking to his classmates about God, talking to all these different people, actually going out and meeting freshmen on his own because he wanted other people to have the same experience he did. And it's been so exciting just to see him grow his burden for people, his love for people, knowledge of his sin. You know, he's past the honeymoon stage. You know, he loves Jesus, but he knows there's a lot of work that needs to be done in his heart. And a couple months ago, I'd heard some different people say, you know, Vitor's asking about what it would be like to come on staff. And so I had lunch with him one day, and I said, so I know you've talked to a couple other people, but why haven't you talked to me about it? And he said, all right, let's talk about it. And so he's going to graduate in July. I'm really excited to get back to Brazil for this is one of the reasons, but this will be his last semester, and so I'm just excited to start talking to him about what it would look like. He wants to be used for God, and so if that can be with our team, if he can come on staff for, you know, a couple years, or who knows, maybe he'll stay on staff for longer, but just to be able to be trained better, to be a Brazilian laborer for Christ, we're so excited about that, because that's the goal. That's what we're doing. You know, the foreign missionaries can only do so much. But true Brazilian laborers, loving Jesus and loving their own people, can connect in ways that we never imagined. And so just pray for him, pray for Vitor, pray for us as we're pouring into him. Pedro is actually currently in a discipleship relationship with Vitor. And so they're hashing it out, they're opening the word, they're digging in, and I get the privilege and the opportunity to do ministry alongside of him also as a student. So thank you so much again for your partnership, for your time. We're excited about it. I wish my family could be here. Next time we're in town, we'll definitely be here to give another update.